As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Had to remind myself earlier in the week that it's pollen season. I don't know what part of the country you guys are living in, but down in Georgia, man, it is the beginning of pollen season, and the pollen count has been crazy. I had myself convinced I got the flu a couple of days ago, and I think at the end of the day, it was just allergies affecting ears and throat, and your eyes are itchy all the time. I think KK got it last night, too.
Oh, no. I've had it since this past weekend. I've just been able to, like, you know, trudge through. Ugh. But then yesterday, it caught up with me. So we were outside all weekend long this past weekend. And I mean, we all have allergies to an extent, but the great pollening is upon us. And so being outside all day Saturday, being outside all day Sunday, and then being outside at an event for the station Wednesday night, it was just like my body was like, <That's enough. laughs> giving me the double birds and taking me down. And so yeah, I was just feeling... I don't know if it's the allergies. I don't know if it's the allergy medicine that just makes you feel super lethargic and tired. But yeah, I took a 4.5 hour nap yesterday because my body's like, we are tapping out.
That's overnight sleep for some people.
Yeah.
4.5 hours.
So I took a nap yesterday and then slept last night. But then, of course, my son at 2:30 in the morning was like, I was sleeping in mama's bed. And I could hear him calling from the crib. So I went and got him and put him in the bed with me. So then that last couple hours of sleep were pointless. And it's the snot and it's the ears and it's the drainage and
it's all sexy stuff.
It's so hot.
It's all super sexy stuff.
Oh, it's so hot.
Yeah,
it's 100% the pollen.
You remember a couple of years ago when a Burt Show listener called us up and she had a secret admirer, right? I didn't even know these things existed anymore. Well, we got another one today. She recently broke up with a boyfriend. Somebody in her life knows because somebody's been hooking her up with flowers. She wants to find out who it is. We can do that. Hey, Eve, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right, tell us about this situation, this secret admirer. We want to bust the case wide open.
Yeah, I don't know. About a month ago, I was dumped. And then I've been getting these flowers with these cute little messages, like, you're beautiful, you always deserve to get flowers, you know, all these really sweet messages, and my friends are freaking out. They think it's so creepy. But I'm a hopeless romantic. I think it's so sweet, and I like the attention, you know. I haven't gotten that since, you know, from my last crappy relationship, so I don't know. I like it, and I'm just trying to figure out a way, you know, to find out who it is.
It's only creepy when you find out that he's not in your league.
In a good way. He's out of your league.
This could be romantic right here, but we'll find out when we know what he looks like and who he is. You have any idea at all?
Maybe it's someone from my work. That's the only thing. I don't know. There's a couple people that I maybe flirt with once in a while that I could think of.
Well, I would imagine it's somebody that's either close to you or close to your situation, because how would they even know that you broke up and so quickly?
I mean, I'm on social media.
Do you have somebody that you friend zoned, or you have a guy friend that maybe trying to like scratch his way out?
I guess I have a few guy friends, but I don't know. They never really seem to show interest, but maybe, I don't know, they could be shy, I guess. I kind of hope not. But
well, it's hard to show interest if you've been in a relationship all this time, but I got a feeling it's probably one of these guy friends that's been super jealous of you.
All of these flowers are going to work, or are they going to home? Where are they being delivered?
They haven't showed up to my desk at work, so that's why I thought it was maybe someone at work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean, regardless, I commend you for being a hopeless romantic, but I would be like one of your friends. Like, if somebody knows my place of employment or somebody knows my home address and they're sending me things there and I don't know who it is, I'm going to be creeped out.
The thing for me is if you're probably trying to hide your identity because you think you don't have a shot with me, and you're probably right. So so maybe we should just let you have like this fun little gift exchange, this one-sided gift exchange where this guy can, I guess, get off on the fact that he can treat you well, but he kind of knows deep down it's probably not going to work out between you two.
Eventually, he is going to show face. But if we wanted to accelerate that, what could we even do to try to figure it out?
I mean, if you don't have anybody in particular in mind, I don't know.
Yeah, because you can't just go around asking people, are you my secret admirer?
Right.
If it was me, I'd probably post a photo on social media, like my Instagram story, and be like, I keep getting these beautiful flowers. I want to be able to thank this person. Like, if you're sending me stuff, can you hit me up in the DMs? And then I can just pretend to not see the DM if I'm not happy about it.
Is there a way, I'm just throwing it out there because we haven't had time to talk about it, but is there a way to eliminate guys in the office one by one? Not kill them.
Oh, you're right. That's not a
Execute them?
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, if you kill them and you don't get flowers, we know it was him. By one by one, if you have a hunch on who, is there a way to do that even?
So we could put cyanide in the coffee machine.
I don't want to kill them. I'm just trying to figure out if you don't even have a hunch on what we could possibly do.
I don't know.
I guess I could... maybe flirt with guys, flirt back.
No, that's not at work. That's unprofessional. And if the sexes were reversed, I think you'd probably find yourself in HR.
Yeah. How about sleep with each and every one of those guys? And at some point they will say, oh my God, it finally paid off. I was the one that really
wow. It was me.
But you might have to go through 6 or 7 guys to get to that. Right, give us 24 hours to sort of brainstorm this, and let's talk tomorrow, and we'll come up with some kind of game plan for you, okay?
Sounds good.
The Burt Show.